From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Government reports from Myanmar suggest the death toll there may be soaring above 22,000 people. Aid groups and donor countries are trying to get assistance to survivors of the devastating cyclone in the country also known as Burma. The United Nations says hundreds of thousands of people are in need of help, but getting visas and travel permission from the country's repressive military government is still a problem. The U.S. is among those trying to provide aid. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports on the complications of the aid effort.
Several days after a powerful cyclone swept through Myanmar, the UN's World Food Program has started to deliver rice it already had stockpiled in the country. WFP's Asia director Tony Banbury said his agency is also just starting to get the access needed to ramp up operations.
We managed to get one visa today. We expect more visas tomorrow. Importantly, the government has accepted WFP plane to go into Yangon tomorrow with emergency food aid, high energy biscuits. And that was an important test of the government's willingness to accept international assistance. They've agreed to let that plane in, and that's a very good sign.
Speaking by cell phone from Thailand, Banbury said UN teams are trying to assess the situation in the hardest hit area in Myanmar, the Irrawaddy Delta, where entire villages are said to have been destroyed. Banbury said the UN knew well in advance that the storm would hit Myanmar, but no one predicted the scale of the disaster.
There was extensive contingency planning for what it might do in the country and how the UN might respond. I think the destruction of the storm caught everyone by surprise, and the death tolls that are now being talked about, well above 20,000, are catching everyone by surprise, including the government.
While Banbury says he sees signs of cooperation from Myanmar's military rulers, President Bush is trying to test that further. The U.S. is offering more than $3 million now, and President Bush says he wants to do more.
We're prepared to move U.S. Navy assets to help find those who've lost their lives, to help find the missing, and to help stabilize the situation. But in order to do so, the military junta must allow our disaster assessment teams into the country.
The teams are currently in Thailand waiting for visas to go to Myanmar, also known as Burma. Joel Charney of Refugees International isn't optimistic about that, especially since both President Bush and his wife Laura have been so critical of the junta in Myanmar, and the president just today signed legislation giving Burmese opposition figure Aung San Suu Kyi a Congressional Medal of Freedom.
Yeah, we have a mix of political and humanitarian messages, and I think overall the Burmese government is unfortunately unlikely to respond positively to allowing a U.S. team in to assess the situation.
Refugees International is urging the U.S. to play it straight, not look for political openings, but simply respond to the humanitarian crisis. He thinks that will make it more likely that aid groups on the ground will be allowed to expand their operations. Charney was in Myanmar earlier this year to report on the humanitarian situation and says there are 10 U.N. agencies and 48 relief and humanitarian groups already in place.
The government is very controlling, and there are restrictions placed on the agencies, but I think outsiders really do underestimate both the number of agencies and also the scope of their programs. There's international work going on now in practically the entire country. You know, this isn't North Korea, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
He says some of the smaller groups may not have the capacity to respond to the latest emergency, but he says there are plenty of groups the Bush administration could support, even if U.S. aid officials can't get on the ground. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.